Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's June 20th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's November 28, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, here's a question we get all the time, and people really get angry with our answer. When is Judgment Day? Do people really lie in the ground, waiting for thousands of years, and at the sounds of trumpets, rise up to judgment? Or is it like our people teach, that you are judged on the day you die?
Here we go with the rapture and the resurrection again. Your people are quite right, Allura. Judgment does come shortly after the person's physical death. Not very often does it happen that exact day, because it takes people a little while to adjust and get over into the afterlife and be prepared for judgment. We just don't throw them right into judgment instantaneously. Some people don't need judgment. They come to the gates of heaven. The Book of Life says that they're okay and they enter in. Some people need a little bit of judgment because they've done a few wrongs and they have to agree to make amends to people they've offended. Some people need a lot of judgment because they simply have done things that they cannot enter the kingdom of God. But judgment does occur shortly after death. You don't wait for thousands of years in the ground. Sometimes souls die before they even get into the afterlife and get to judgment. Judgment comes quickly. You do not have to wait a long time. Everybody's not going to be judged together. Can you imagine how impossible that would be if everybody waited and all of a sudden, after thousands of years, everybody was judged at once? God is pretty powerful, but he's not quite that powerful. No, Allura, your people are right. Judgment comes shortly after death.
Well, it's nice to be right once in a while, Nazarene. I always thought that was a pretty weird idea. I'm glad I've only been in the Hall of Judgment as an observer. I never want to be on the business end of that. How tired you must get of them screaming all the time, "But Lord, I prayed to you. I did what I did for you." We'll be back after the break. Jesus is fighting for Ellsworth. For more details, go to voicesfromspirit.com/ellsworth.htm.
We're back. Linda's busy again telling the world about He is Jesus and trying to get more people interested in it. So I'm going to take this one again by myself. Our friend Paul is back and he says, "Lord, I have been watching the news. The Jewish activist Herb Rubin has died, and I would really like to know, does he have a chance of getting into the kingdom of God? My mother says many of the things he did was evil and hateful, and he should not get into the kingdom of God. I really would like to know your answer." Well, Paul, this is a very difficult question to answer. Mr. Rubin has not stood in judgment, and there are many people that think he is justified because he was attacking people that were attacking Israel. If on his judgment it is found that this is true, he would be allowed into the kingdom of God. But if it is found that he was attacking innocent people, he would not be allowed into the kingdom of God. But all this is moot, Paul, because Mr. Rubin died in one of the spiritual dead zones that we have set up all over the world, and his spirit is trapped there. He cannot enter the afterlife, and so he can't stand in judgment. So we can't really bring this case up to find out if Mr. Rubin would be allowed into the kingdom of God or not. This is one of the very difficult situations that all this nightmare poses. But there is another problem too, Paul. It is believed that when the spiritual dead zone collapses and the power of God returns, Mr. Rubin's soul will suffer the second death. He is so full of hate and anger at other people who are different that it is eating up his soul, and we are afraid that when that soul is exposed to the power of God, it will simply disintegrate and disappear forever. This is something that everyone should understand, Paul, that evil done in the name of good is still evil. Hate destroys, no matter what reason you have to hate. You should never do anything in the name of hate. You should do everything in the name of justice, and truth, and stay away from hate, because hate destroys your soul, Paul.
We'll be back again.